excitement. I've been given an appointment for the Ministry of Guidance tomorrow.
I know, her mother said, but why do you want to wear a chador?
To fool them, Sagul laughed. To look chaste.
Actually, I do have one, her mother said, half laughing. A proper black one I used to wear when I first started teaching. See, I'm not the only hypocrite. I have to be sure that they'll grant permission for my poetry collection. Her mother opened the wooden door of her closet, stepped into it, and rummaged through her sheets and clothes.
I'm not sure if I can find it, though, she murmured.
Oh, here it is. Stepping out of the closet, she handed a lengthy black cloth to Sagul. Wear it now. You should look confident and comfortable in it, otherwise they'll know it's the first and last time you're wearing it. She dropped the chador over Sagul's head, and they both looked in the enormous wooden framed mirror on the vanity table beside the bed. After a few seconds of surprise, they both let out a hysterical laugh. Actually, it kind of suits you, Sagul's mother said, still laughing. You look like the actresses in the TV shows shown during Ramadan, chaste and fake. Sagul guffawed back. I'm not fake. I actually look like a proper Muslim girl. It has transformed my whole character. Weird how one piece of clothing can do so much. Sagul let go of the chador and it fell to the floor. Thanks, Mum. Staring into her mother's eyes, she thought about their strangely beautiful colour, asali. Her mother touched her shoulders. Don't worry, your book will be published. We have already censored all the naughty things in your poems. They will pick on a few things, you will change them, and done. That's how it is with my translations. It's not difficult, just annoying.
I know, but I really want this. I've never wanted anything as much as the publication of this book. I want to become a real poet.
You are a real poet, her mother reassured her. You know what I mean. When Sagul left her mother's bedroom at midnight, she realised she was shaking in ecstasy, holding in her hands the black chador, the key to her dreams. Despite the fact that she had to get up early in the morning in order to make it to the Ministry of Culture and Islamic Guidance at 9 a.m, she couldn't fall asleep. She lay awake till 3 in the morning until she finally fell asleep, dreaming of strolling with her mother in green alleys, watching the sunset, and finally fathoming the colour of her mother's almond-shaped eyes. Not the colour of honey, but sunset. And then she recalled that it was an image in one of her poems, called Honey of the Sun, Asale Khurshid. She woke up at 7 with the Fugees Ready or Not blasting out of her mobile, but she could not open her eyes because they were too dry. She got out of bed, eyes half closed, head throbbing, her room the golden orange of the sunset in her dream. She looked around her room and saw the chador lying furled on the floor, a dead serpent. She went to the bathroom, cautious not to make any sound so her mother wouldn't wake up. While urinating, she imagined herself at the Ministry of Guidance. She was excited about going to that castle, thrilled about wearing a chador, acting chaste, pretending to be a virginal Muslim girl. And she thought of all the boys and girls she wrote poetry about, and thought about her mother. She hadn't told her mother that the first page would be a dedication note to her. For everything she had done, for all the encouragement and inspiration. Sagul wanted to weep with a strange joy, despite the fact that it was early in the morning and she felt groggy. She realised she was sitting on the toilet seat for nothing, just thinking about being published and making her hard-working mother proud. She pulled up her pants and looked in the mirror while she brushed her teeth. Her toothbrush moving in and out of her mouth felt like congealed vomit. She wished she could eat something before leaving the house, but she knew she couldn't eat at such an early hour. She could hardly open her mouth. She kept staring at her puffy, sleepy face in the mirror. Sagul knew everybody who considered her pretty did so only because they hadn't seen her mother. Everybody who saw her mother only called her Naz. Cute, never pretty, and they were absolutely right. She thought of her age, 23. And her mother's 55, and thought the impossible thought.